Our reading today is taken from Luke 2, verses 1 through 20. The Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire.
When this census first took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria.
Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own town.
Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David.
Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David.
He went to register with Mary, who was promised a marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby.
She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn.
There were shepherds living out in the fields near Bethlehem, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God.
Glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all in whom his favour rests.
When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what has been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Good morning. Hopefully, if you're under the age of 18, you've got a Christmas cracker. Have we? Hold them up. Make sure you haven't lost them. Excellent. So you're going to need your Christmas cracker this morning. So we're going to think about the Christmas story through a cracker. Okay? So those of you who do not like loud noises may wish to cover your ears at this point. Everybody, pull your cracker. Okay, that sounds like them all. Okay, so you need to pull everything out and we'll go through it bit by bit. So, the first thing is a little piece of paper. Nowadays, it's normally an absolutely terrible Christmas joke that nobody finds funny. But, you used to also get like a little message before it became jokes in a cracker. And that reminds us of the message that was shared at Christmas. There was a number of people who got a message. Who can tell me who got a message at Christmas? And the angels brought a lot of the messages. Who did the angels bring a message to? Nobody, not a single person in this church knows who the angels brought a message to. Caleb. Mary. Yes. Who else did they bring a message to? Joseph. Gosh, this is well, Harry and Caleb are here. Anybody else know who the angels brought a message to? The shepherds, yes, Reuben. So there was lots of messages in the Christmas story. When Mary got her message, she was probably quite scared and confused. Joseph's message was because he was already scared, and it was to tell him not to worry and to still marry Mary, and it would be okay. And I don't know about you, but if I was sitting in a field, in the dark, in the middle of the night, with only the sheep for company, and an angel appeared in the sky, as a shepherd, I'd probably have been pretty terrified. So there's lots of fear, and the message was a message of peace at Christmas. Now, sorry adults, you're going to miss out. If you've got your crown, put your crown on your head. I had to spike my hair because they're normally too big, so this helps keep it on. We have a crown, which reminds us, who normally wears a crown? A king, yes! A king, and that reminds us that the Bible tells us Jesus came to be... The queen wears one too, yes, Harry? But this one reminds us that Jesus came to be king, and we heard earlier in our Christmas stories previously, that people were waiting for a king. There was lots of promises in the Bible that people knew about waiting for this king to arrive. Now, I don't know about you, but most kings and queens, I've met the queen, and I met her in Buckingham Palace. It was quite nice. It's not where you'd have met Jesus. He was not in a palace. Caleb, where was he? In a manger in the stable, yes, not quite where you'd expect to find a king, but there was nowhere else for them. And yet Jesus still came, and came not to be the kind of king that people were expecting. Now next, we have a nice little surprise normally. So let's hold up, what was your surprise in your cracker? I've got a little football rubber. Anybody get anything more exciting than theirs? Some people look very confused at what theirs is. Hopefully you can figure it out by the end of the service. But we get a surprise. Sometimes it's a gift or a toy. Sometimes it's a pen or something else. But there was lots of surprises during the Christmas story. It was a surprise for Mary that she was going to have a baby. It was a surprise for Joseph that Mary was going to have a baby. It was a surprise where that baby was born to all of the people. It was a surprise to the shepherds that they were the first to hear about the birth. They certainly wouldn't have thought they were that important to hear about the Saviour being born. But it was also a very special baby. And a gift is something very special, and that's what Jesus came to be. A special gift for the whole world, not just for the important people in palaces, but for all the people, including the shepherds. Because the next people probably did think of themselves as a little bit more important. The wise men or the magi who had travelled a long distance to come and find Jesus. That was probably a surprise for them when they saw the new star. They knew the night sky really well. And so they were surprised when there was a new one in the sky. But the last thing in our cracker was what we all heard at the beginning. That bang. I'm glad they all worked or my story might have been ruined. But that bang kind of wakes us up a little bit. If anybody had fallen asleep during the first half of the service, hopefully that woke you up. It got your attention. And that's exactly what the birth of Jesus was to do. It was to get the world's attention. It wasn't that he was just to be any normal baby. He wasn't just to come and live a normal life. But he was to come and live an extra special life. And some people liked him and liked his teaching. And other people didn't like him. And didn't follow his teaching at all. But we know that 2,000 years later, we're here this morning to celebrate the fact that Jesus was born all of those years ago. And so I hope on Christmas morning, if you're lucky enough to have crackers, because I really struggled to find some, so if you have a cracker on Christmas morning, that you can remember the different parts of our Christmas story as you pull the cracker. But let's just pray as we close this. Father, thank you that you sent Jesus into the world, that you sent him to be a gift and a surprise for all of us. Thank you that you sent the angels as to bring peace and to bring reassurance to those who were involved in this story. Father, thank you that you still send your Holy Spirit to us to bring us peace in times that can seem troubling. And so we thank you that at this Christmas time, you are God with us. In Jesus' name, amen.